A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Come through, Queen. I wanna see ya. Come through, Queen.
Hi, everyone. It's Dan.
And Brendan.
And this is Come Through, Queen. Hi, Brendan.
Hello.
So, we were so excited this week. Mm-hmm. To talk about Roni reboot premiere.
Mm-hmm.
And little did we know what would happen.
We work hard, but the trolls work harder.
The trolls work really, really hard. And like the chief troll of them all, Bethany Frankel, posts on Instagram, and this is like so stupidly like shot and... I don't know. Like they're like out. It's Bethany, a giant red apple that you could like barely see.
That used to be in the, what's that part? Like the wind shaft in her old apartment in Soho.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And Jill Zarin posing in front of that. Surprise. We're going to mention it all. Podcast dropping in a few hours. Yeah. and it came out at like 11 p.m.
I know. I tried to start it and then I was like, I need to go to bed.
It's not, I would say not the energy to take in during like bedtime wind down.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a little too chaotic.
A little too chaotic. So did wake up the next morning and listen to it. So it's Bethany and Jill's first time together. She's saying in like 13 years or something, even though I think the precursor to this was the time they were like sitting next to each other on the airplane.
Yeah. So with Bethany, it's like specific wording in order to pretend like this is a much longer reunion than it was. Mm-hmm. She said our first time sitting down alone.
Yeah.
So the airplane, I guess they weren't alone. This interview, they're not even alone.
Yeah. We have a studio audience.
Yeah. Before that, obviously, was the funeral.
Yeah.
But then, like, after the funeral of Bobby, like, Bethany went over to Jill's house and brought Bryn.
Yes. Okay. Which we will be returning to in a moment. I mean, this almost deserves a recap as much as, like, the TV shows.
Yeah.
If not more, in a way. So, there's, like, the first 15 minutes where I'm like, I can't believe this is... what I'm listening to.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 15 minutes of pre-production.
Of like logistics.
Of logistics, of the idea of this.
But I kind of, this interests me.
Okay, it really did?
It interests me to hear like how quickly it came together. Like Paul apparently had this idea on like Friday.
Yeah.
And they like sat down on like Sunday.
Sure. I do think there's like, and she loves saying this 25 times during the episode, it says live and unedited.
Yeah.
No one's mincing any words here. And blah, 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 blah. And it's like, well, you know what? Maybe like we should have taken a a little scissor to some of this, right? I get what you're saying in terms of like, that is interesting, but it was actually 15 minutes of this hour and 17 minute podcast.
Well, because Bethany, this is what she does. She just talks on and on and in circles. That's why it's wild that like sometimes she only releases like 9 minute episodes of Rewives. So imagine what phrase she's just saying over and over and over again.
Okay. So a lot of pre-production. What I did enjoy learning is this is the first and only time she's had a live podcast interview.
Oh yeah, it's usually on Zoom.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Which, as people who suffered for like 2 years doing Zoom, podcasts, it's not fun. I just don't get why some people prefer that, but that's another subject matter.
Sure. Okay. So then we start to get into interesting stuff, but then like a lot of this beginning was like, okay, I feel like I've heard this story told 1 million times. Mm-hmm. Like Manhattan Moms, going out in the Hamptons, Bobby, mm-hmm. producers with Jill and Bobby.
I do like that, like Jill would like hold producers hostage. Yeah. And by that I mean she would like offer them to like stay at her house if they didn't tell Bravo.
Yeah. And I'm not a mom. Why am I going to do this? No, but we need another wife and blah, blah, blah. Okay. I do love like, and I think we've landed on this before, but like the $7,250 mm-hmm. for the season. I love that we're like just blatantly saying it now mm-hmm. and not really dancing around it too much. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so like this was fine. And then we get to the nitty gritty, which I think the nitty gritty begins with like, can you be friends with people on this show? What does this do to a person being on the show? Mm-hmm. The way that they orchestrate their life in terms of like trying to quote unquote save it for the show.
Yeah.
Like someone's upset. Like you didn't call me over the summer because of Bobby. And then like Bethany was like, oh, well I thought like we were going to like let it play out in the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's wild. It is very you in this podcast.
Well, I mean, if you have the conversation, it's like less natural to have it again. Like when mics are up or when the cameras are up.
True.
You know?
Yeah.
It is true. That's true.
Oh my God. Soon we're not going to be able to hang out without a mic up.
I mean, we've done this for 8 years. I don't even know anymore. Okay. So that was interesting to me. And the fight, talking about the fight. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is really the first time we're really talking about the showdown that went down season 3.
Yeah, I think a really interesting dynamic here is also back then when this was all going on, Bethany had all the power in the dynamic. Mm. So it was kind of her narrative. And an interesting part about this podcast was that Jill was actually being like, well, actually, this is how it happened for me, yada, yada, yada. And I thought she was able to get, even though Bethany was talking a lot, she was able to land some important points that also made her feel like a person who's grown and learned certain things since 13 years ago.
I mean, Jill was able to tame the wild horse that is Bethany.
Yeah.
Particularly when we get to the funeral conversation.
Yeah.
Which I like, Bethany was like on one. Mm-hmm. Like she almost like wanted to move on from the conversation. And then Jill was able to like make Bethany see her point in terms of the, Bethany, I never signed a waiver for the show.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, but Jill really drove it home that like that did not happen. So I did not know we were filming this.
Yeah. And I was interested in this because I've watched the clip back. Mm. And I mean, like people are making the point that Jill does have pretty clear audio, but it's like they're in close conversation.
Yeah.
Like they're like, they had just hugged and they were standing like almost chest to chest during that. And I also, I think I don't know what the truth is here. And I think people have like said that Jill's not a reliable narrator, but nobody from Bravo has released a statement. Like,
oh, okay.
If they had a release or something,
yeah,
or Shed, don't you think that they might be out here,
yeah,
with some proof?
So I think the thing when it comes to the audio is on these reality shows, like, these people who are mic'd are interacting with people who are not mic'd all the time, and like we can hear them.
I mean, Barbara Kay is a good example of when she was talking shit about Luann's upcoming marriage to Carol, and it landed on the show, and she tried to sue Bravo to have it removed.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
This was before, for clarity, this is before she was an actual friend of on the show. It was like at a random party at Bagatelle.
Oh my God. Yeah. So that was like really a turning point, and almost like it felt like that was when Bethany was like, oh, I could become friends with you now.
Yes. And it's something interesting that Bethany is doing in this moment with Jill is she is saying, I think we can keep the door open, but it can't be too intense. And she basically says that in like certain words. Like, Jill does have the tendency to like move too fast, probably.
Well, it sounded like Bethany's like, I don't want to go to all your bullshit, Jill, and you can't be upset with me when I don't want to go to the gift bag party that you throw around.
Yeah, which is coming up.
Yeah. And it feels like both of them, and I don't know how much this really matters, but it feels like both of them are really like lighting the match and like burning the Bravo bridge.
Yeah. I mean, Jill just went through her disappointment with not being cast on the Legacy after the bad like negotiations. And I think she's like,
I feel like between that and she was like so happy and excited to talk about GOAT, which we've reported on here, that reality show that she's on with like Duty and other greatest of all time reality stars, which is what the GOAT stands for, not us calling them greatest of all time. So if it seems like she's thinking, oh, maybe I like have other paths forward in the public eye.
Yeah. And I know Bethany says that she's done with trying to pursue TV projects and she's doing her own YouTube thing. Oh. But I am seeing a world where she tries to pitch something
with the two of them,
with her and Jill. Yeah. And I wouldn't be surprised, even though they are lighting the match with Bravo here, I also think we're in a space where like they might try to pitch to Bravo or Peacock and see what happens.
Okay.
But also Bethany's trying to unionize reality stars right now as well.
Which might not help her. Wow. I mean, this was one for the ages. The rollout was terrible. It's like Bethany has 25 feeds, and then like this interview was on all the feeds, but then she was talking about other things they were recording.
I think Friday, when this is released, I think they're releasing their own recap of the new Roni.
Okay, I'm going to listen to that.
I'll listen to that. And then, she tried to explain all her different podcasts and where everything's released to like a just confused Jill Zarin.
Yeah. Jill, I gotta say, like, really won my heart.
Yeah, I think she gets such a fucking weird bad rap, and I don't think she deserves half the shit people talk about her. I think like Tamara Judge helps light this fire against her.
Yeah.
But I think she's just a woman trying to make it in the world.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. A moment in time. Let's get over to some news over in Vanderpump Valley.
Yes. So Vanderpump Rules is obviously filming again. There's been a couple stories brewing. The first one is such a stupid non-story, but like Sheena has been like responding to it publicly because people are coming against her for being seen filming with her co-worker and co-star Tom Sandoval.
Specifically noted unwell account, Queens of Bravo. Like calling out that she's posing in a photo with a fan and Tom Sandoval's in the photo.
it's like, what I, if we didn't have a good Freak of the Week this week, this would be the Freak of the Week. It's like, what do you want from these people? They had their most successful season last year, which was about Tom Sandoval and what he did.
It was Scandoval.
Do you want him kicked off the show so that we can just like not have anything to talk about?
We need to be playing patty cake.
It's like, it makes no sense how people are reacting to this. And like, you need to, what's the term? Touch grass or whatever. Get off Twitter.
Oh my God. Yeah. It just really doesn't make any sense. Then we're seeing posts of like beautifully shot posts of like James Kennedy hugging Graham Cracker, aka Graham the Labradoodle, I want to say.
I think that Golden is. Doodle.
Golden Doodle?
Yeah.
Okay. So he got back custody of this dog.
That had been in Raquel's possession.
It had been in Raquel's possession. Okay, so when I first saw the photos and like, yes, like James has the dog, I'm like, what are we talking about? Like I thought that we were like taking it from this bee of a woman because she slept with a man that like was in a relationship and like
cheaters can't have dogs.
But she's like, I mean, she's a bad actor in this, but like Tom is the cheater.
Yeah.
So I was like, are we like cheering because like we took a dog from her?
Yeah.
But apparently.
So TMZ had a story that went up today, and here's part of it. A source with direct knowledge tells us Graham was recently dropped off at a shelter and was having behavioral issues, mostly a biting problem. Vanderpump Dog Foundation got alerted to Graham's situation and worked out the reunion with James and his pooch. Our sources say James has the dog in training classes and they've seemed to work. We're told James is super happy to have Graham back. So this is Lucy Lucy Apple Juicy, the remix.
The remix. The Scandoval edition.
So I mean, like, this actually, like, I think this is I'm not in a dog adoption person. Mm-hmm. But, like, I think this is a big no-no, or people consider this a no-no for Raquel to, like, bring a dog like this, drop it off at a random shelter.
Yeah.
And it's also just, like, dumb because you have the resources directly in front of you to rehome Graham easily. Like, even if you don't want to talk directly to James, like, pass the dog off to Lisa and, like, have her give it to James or whatever.
Yeah. Wow, that was a misstep on her part.
Yeah, though people pointed out, I mean, like, some of these behavioral issues, James was the dog's owner for years. He had a hand.
Yeah, wow.
There is a major rehabilitation of James Kennedy.
St. James?
It's St. James.
Yeah, okay. Wow. Is that everything for Vanderpump Rules? Well, we got the sandwich girlies staying home and making sandwiches.
Yeah, they're like making sandwiches. I think they're like hiring maybe for...
Are you going to apply?
Oh, should I?
Yeah.
You might. That would be a fun job, making a sandwich.
Yeah. Taking the Trader Joe's condiments and
spreading them.
Okay. Anything else?
I think that's it. But we have so many shows.
Yeah, we have... We're kicking it back up.
Let's start with Atlanta.
Atlanta. I'm glad. Okay, we're picking up with Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Which, as soon as we were talking about Thanksgiving, I was like, wait a minute. When did Ralph and Drew famously like have the amazing race to
the courthouse?
The courthouse. And I looked it up. February
27th. Wow.
So we have another... 3 months of filming?
But I mean, like, holiday time, cameras probably go down.
Cameras definitely went down.
It's not Jersey when we're pretending. We're lip-syncing for our life, pretending we're there Christmas morning.
Yeah. And it feels like almost Atlanta, like, cameras, like, just went down or something when they ran to the courthouse, maybe?
I think cameras might have gone back up.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Okay. So... And it's funny that, like, we're barreling down towards that, and Ralph is, like, producing.
He's stepping up. He wants to do this, like, brunch to kick the woman out of the country.
A bon voyage brunch. And, like, the men are all putting aprons on and acting as though they're cooking the brunch, but there is also a hired chef there as well.
Yeah, there's like a full hired team.
Yeah, yeah. So
it's the kitchen's not that big that all these men can be behind the stove. No,
all these men could be there. I mean, we even got like Marlo's man that she's been on a handful of dates.
What's his name again? Like
Scottly or something? Scottly,
yeah. It's a Jamaican name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we're on FaceTime with Roy.
We're on FaceTime with Roy.
Return on investment.
We are getting our return on investment. And we're learning that Marlo went on a date with him.
Yes. And she fucking scrolls way far down in her DMs to see the first DM from 2018 that he sent her, which was in response to like
a poll.
A poll she did, seeing which outfit she should wear.
And the way she said, the way he said, like, this dress, Ms. Marlo.
Yeah, it was like the jumpsuit, Ms. Marlo.
Ms. Marlo. And like, what's with like these men going after the whole cast?
It's wild.
And like the men going after the whole cast and like the women
accepting
it?
Yeah.
It's
what's happening in Atlanta?
But like that, I feel like that is like, it's like Tom D'Agostino territory. So yeah. It's like happening in other cities as well. It's Harry Dubin. It's Karen's little gay friend.
He was recently hanging out with like Chris Samuels. Did you just crack yourself up?
No, I'm just thinking about him. Oh my God. Okay.
Matt,
legend. How could I forget? Call him by his name. Okay. I did enjoy the Sheree Drew fight.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I really maybe should have like rewound this because it was hard to understand, but like a girl wanted, and like Drew referred to her as a girl. A girl wanted to cook for the family.
And Drew let her.
But I don't understand what the capacity was. Like, are you like auditioning for like a family chef role? Or like, are we going to business together doing something? Oh, wasn't Drew doing like the meal plans too?
Maybe
something to do with that.
Like, the girl ends up suing for $1,000.
Was it one meal worth $1,000?
I mean, like, for a private situation.
Okay.
Because it's like the meal, and then like you also have to get paid.
Okay.
Right?
Sure. But like, how many are we cooking for, like Drew, Ralph, and the kids?
I don't know.
For $1,000?
I imagined that like parents were involved too.
Okay. Maybe a parent was involved. Not the older sister, because she was banned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The reaction everyone had to learning that Drew was being sued for just $1,000 was so fucking funny.
I mean, more like squarely in small claims court, I would say.
Like, would Judge Judy be involved?
This would actually be like the perfect case for Judge Judy, yeah. I would say.
Is she still doing her thing?
Okay, so I believe we're no longer like Judge Judy. I think we like name change.
Didn't get 19 times.
Didn't get arrested.
And I recently noticed she's also like wearing more of a ponytail these days.
Oh yeah, she's got a half down.
Yes. She got rid of the iconic like dome.
Not the dome. I think the pony is like held up by a scrunchie, I want to say.
Yes, there's a scrunch.
There's a scrunch involved. Okay. So this little tit for tat will carry us over into Portugal.
Yeah.
And we're going to Portugal, which like very exciting. I want to go to Portugal.
You should go.
I should go. Yeah, maybe that will happen one day.
Well, the gay men that we asked that told us we should no longer be going to P-Town at Shipwreck said we should go to Spain so we can stop off in Portugal.
Consider the gay men's recommendation. Okay. Now, normally, like, there's not much to our little travel, but Candy blowing up the bathroom for hours on end was so funny. It's coming out every direction.
Oh. We're in the plane bathroom.
Yeah, yeah, we're looking for Candy. We haven't seen her in hours.
To be in a plane bathroom like having that happen to you, that's up there with like probably one of the worst things.
Yeah, that is a like, okay, so I will go to the plane bathroom kind of just like for a change of scenery sometimes.
I never visit the plane bathroom.
So you like, you might need to go and you're like, no, I'm not even going to go.
I usually can manage to not have to go, even on like a cross country.
You're going to
like
LA sometimes.
Yeah. Even like to LA, I can usually manage not to go.
And are you a camel?
Well, I mean, it's like, like, think about it. Like, do you get up? How many times do you get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom?
Oh, in the middle of the night?
Yeah, I don't.
Well, okay. So like, I think I might've mentioned this once or twice before in my old age. I really got to strategically, like, I could just drink water all the live long day.
Yeah.
But, like, when we're in the, like, last half hour before bed.
No water.
We gotta shut down the pipes. Yeah. We can't be drinking anymore.
Yeah.
Because I used to be able to, like, chug a glass before I go to bed and be great. Now if I take, like, a little sip, I'm waking up in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I probably went to bed at 11:30 last night, and I was okay till 8 something.
Oh yeah, no, but I mean, listen, if you're like, I think
if you're sleeping, it's different than when you're
sleeping. Yeah, it's different than when you're awake. Yeah, no, change of scenery, it's nice.
Anyways, but that is the most embarrassing thing, because just because like the quarters are so small, the people are waiting in line,
but there's more than one bathroom.
Yeah, but come on, still, it's like you're in there a long time, the flight attendants know what what's up? I'm sure they're thinking you're doing a drug, maybe.
Oh my God. Like many drugs for hours in there. Wow, wow.
Are you doing selfies in the plane bathroom?
No.
A lot of people do that content.
Oh, okay. Okay. Wow. Okay. I don't even know the name. So we land in Lisbon and we go to another city in Portugal. And I should have written this down, but every time Sheree says it,
it sounds wrong.
It sounds like she's saying, we're going to Algor, Portugal.
He invented the internet. He created a town.
Yeah. A healing town. It's like a healing journey.
It's like, I wish we had Whitney from...
for it to be a Helen.
Yeah, SLC, for it to be a Helen journey.
Okay. So we got like Drew and Manietta like talking on like a balcony or something. And when Drew says... I've never been to Africa. I've been to South Africa, but not Africa.
And it's like, Manietta owns an orphanage?
Yeah.
Somewhere in Africa?
Like, that is like the most information we've ever gotten about Manietta before.
I know. Though, we're getting Heath a lot these days. I feel like sometimes we get more Heath than we do Manietta.
Yeah. We're getting a little, like, we're getting Heath jokes.
Yeah.
In there.
Heath is back there with the, in the back with the guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. When we go to dinner, the ordering of the shots and getting the cocktails, like I could tell while we were placing the order, like it was going to go awry.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you just like, you could see the crash happening before it happens.
Of course. Yeah.
Like she should have done like a little, like throwing it back with your fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it feels like, the women are like women. How do I say this? Okay. It feels like Marlo has a tough time being in the same room as a lot of these women. Mm-hmm. And it feels like it's been okay so far.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So far, so good. I think they even say so far, so good. Like Candy and Kenny are talking on their balcony being like, so far, it's okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's mainly once again, Sheree versus Drew, which leads Drew to like, run off and cry at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
Because we're talking... Oh, we get into the confiscation of the She by Sheree at the end of Reunion.
Yes. And then we get the Marlo confessional.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I will say... I forget who said it, but someone was like, okay, there's 8 of us. It's $1,000. We can get the money together and pay it.
Oh, my God. I don't know if you noticed this. Didn't it feel like Drew had 25 confessional looks this episode?
Yeah.
Every time I looked at her, she looked like a different person.
Hardest working woman in the show business.
Yeah. Okay, that's Atlanta.
It's Atlanta. I was happy that we're on a trip and that we are away and...
No husbands.
No husbands.
Yeah, because I feel like last year the trip was husbands.
Yeah, the New York trip, yeah.
The New York and the Jamaica trip.
Yeah.
And I feel like this has come up before, like husbands ruining the trip in Atlanta.
I think it's because it allows the women to like retreat yes. away from the group.
And like be more staunch in their like feuds. Mm-hmm. Where like you can't be feuding the whole time when it's just the girls.
Yeah. They also, Atlanta, I feel like does this more than any other shows. They're like always in a hotel.
Yeah.
Not always, but like most usually. Of the time. And it's like, let's get a villa.
Bolo.
Bolo, that was the last time Atlanta was like truly...
That was the last time.
Iconic.
Yeah. Wow. But even that was a tough season. It was just like the Bolo moment was
The COVID. It was the tough COVID season. And yeah. you were so mad at Cynthia yeah, that I entire
was,
season.
I was blinded by rage.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Okay, we got to get to maybe the marquee moment of the week. Roni reboot premiere.
Love it.
Yeah, love it. Obviously, you've seen more than I have.
So I've seen it by this time at least... three times.
You've seen this episode three times.
Yeah, because I watched the screener once before we even recorded last week.
Then live.
And then I watched it live and then I was like, I'm just going to put it on again.
I wanted to revisit, but I do think like it stuck with me, really.
It really sticks with you. It's just like, doesn't it feel just like fresh?
Feels very fresh.
And it's, first of all, New York in the fall.
Oh my God.
Nothing better.
Nothing better.
I was at the dentist today and the hygienist was like, oh, I just hate summer.
Oh my God. Can't handle you found a compatriot.
Oh, well, I love summer now.
Oh, you do?
I've loved summer since COVID started. Oh, yeah. Yeah, remember?
But like you loved it then because it was like, oh, we are allowed to hang out outside together.
Yeah.
But like that's not a reason for the season anymore. But love still, just stuck with you. Okay.
It just stuck. It's okay. Like, I like wearing shorts. Anyways, she was like, I just love fall. And I was like, so do I. You should watch Roni. No, I didn't say that.
Okay. I think we go girl by girl. I think that's what we usually do with like a new city, a new moment.
Yeah, let's go girl by girl. But I also think that there's moments to be touched on.
Yeah, sure. Of course. And in going girl by girl, we could touch on a moment.
Yeah.
Who do you want to speak on?
I feel like because our first like real scene together is at Sai's house. Oh, okay. Maybe let's start with Sai.
Oh yeah. Especially like let's do hometown advantage here. Yes, in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah. Okay.
So first of all, lovely home.
Oh my God. I can't get enough of it.
It's like to have a brownstone in Brooklyn that's like decorated that nice.
Yeah.
In the area where we can guess it is.
Yeah. Okay. And then did you watch all the house tours like I did or no?
I watched most of them.
Okay. So for more information, go to bravotv.com. Mm-hmm. We have 5 women giving us house tours. Bryn's missing there. And I don't think we saw Bryn's home in this premiere episode either.
Wild.
So it's like, will we ever?
She lives in the West Village, so I can guess with her age and her job,
yeah.
That home is probably in like the best location or one of the most desirable locations, especially for Manhattan.
But it's not something to show off.
It's probably not gonna be like a Carol Radziwill West Village-y place.
Yeah. But size home. Okay, so I encourage you to go to bravotv.com because you do get a fuller sense of the home. We have like a whole floor that's like an office.
That's
in the brownstone.
So nice.
And then we have like a roof deck. We got a lot. We didn't get to see the children's rooms for her. We did for
Jessel
and Erin.
Yeah.
But Cy, her husband is a retired man who is like a relatively young man.
He's in his 40s, right?
40s, maybe 50.
Yeah, she actually, like, from what I've heard, people I know say that they have followed her for years.
Okay. I would love to, like, learn more about this.
Yeah. I watched some of her content, and it's all lifestyle. Like, she has her own YouTube channel. It's all, like, lifestyle, day in my life, this is my life. Like, hair, makeup, get ready with me, like, all that kind of stuff.
Okay. Now, obviously, I've only known her for one episode. I don't see the charisma there to, like, carry that brand.
It's wild. So, I don't know.
Like, she's a little awkward to me.
Yeah, but she also, like, regularly appears on, like, the Fourth Hour of Today with Hoda and Jenna. So, her and Jenna went on to talk about the show.
Okay.
And then their second segment was this, like, was a thing that I think, like, Cy probably goes on and does a lot, and it was like her recommendations for, you know, like View Your Deal.
Okay, yeah.
Where it's like, these are my recommendations for like
products
and stuff that you can buy and that kind of stuff. So I think she does that on the Today Show a lot too.
I guess like I don't really understand. I obviously influencers exist, but like I don't understand why someone follows this person.
Yeah.
Like, is it so you can learn to be chic? Is that the point?
It's like lifestyle porn, I think. I mean, like, it's a whole thing.
I know. I guess I don't know. I probably do know people who follow this, but I just had never had that conversation as to, like, why do you do that? Or, like, what do you get out of it?
Yeah. But it's like, why do you follow, like, I don't know.
I don't really follow that many people. That's why I'm, right. Like, I'm just not understanding.
Just got enough going on in that brain of yours.
it's always cooking in there.
yeah, first episode, she feels like the least comfortable in this like space. I will say I've seen three episodes and I do think she gets a little more interesting and a little less awkward. Okay. But yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So she's hosting. We got
Bryn coming over.
Who is envious of Cy and the lifestyle, which I think is a look into like maybe where she's at.
Yeah. And I think Bryn is really good at confessionals. She's saying funny stuff like about how she wants to like kill Cy and steal her life and like all of that kind of stuff. I think some people love Bryn and then others saw her on Watch What Happens Live and were turned off by her performance.
Oh, okay. You know what? I want to say, I don't need this like six person Watch What Happens Live format.
Yeah.
It's almost like, have we learned nothing from Miami Reunion?
Yeah, but they've been doing this for years. Like they did this the first season of Beverly Hills.
Oh, they did?
First episode, yeah.
Oh my God. Wow. Yeah.
History.
Yeah. I just like, I don't think we accomplish much with that. I think it was actually, it was kind of good with when Salt Lake City did it because like you could see the cracks in the foundation a little bit. Mm-hmm. Whereas this, like, you weren't seeing that as much.
Though we saw a little bit of Bryn versus Erin.
Yeah, but we already like could tell from the episode that that is where we're going down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, speaking of that, I feel like now I'm watching this, right? And I'm thinking, and you know my mind's going here. What footage of this is pre-Lizzie's departure?
Yeah.
I'm fascinated by, like, what can we salvage? Are we starting from zero? And so on and so on.
So I think the one thing that could have been pre-Lizzie is Cy's house. But even starting in the scene that we're getting with Erin and Uba,
Yeah.
They are referencing stuff that happened at a party before. They're referencing like the cheese thing
yeah.
in that scene. And from what everyone's saying, like the cheese stuff started in a space where Lizzie was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because now I'm looking when they're walking into Cy's place, we got Halloween decorations up.
Mm-hmm.
Lizzie leaves mid-November.
Yeah.
So I'm doubting we're keeping Halloween decorations up into like November 17th.
That is a good point.
Yeah. So I think that might have been a reason why there's like so much talking about things that took place
mm-hmm.
without showing it.
Yeah.
And it actually, strangely, worked out for the best.
I think it put us in a better place as far as like where the show starts, the pacing.
I think the storytelling is almost like murder mystery-ish.
Yeah.
Like you don't know who to believe, who's right or who's wrong. Whereas if they showed it, it'd just be like, okay, well, like this is what happened.
Yeah.
You know?
And it just like also put us in a good place as far as like, we are going on a cast mini trip next episode.
Mm, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that helps like get things going.
Keep things moving. Okay. So
do you want to talk
Jessel? Yeah. She comes there. She brings the two kids.
And the mom.
And it felt like, was this episode supersized? It felt like so much happened this episode. Maybe not. I don't think it was. Yeah.
No, because Crappy Lake had to come on.
Yeah, after. Crappy Lake. Yeah. Yes, of course. Okay. With Jessel, I think the big takeaway is like, she loves talking shit about her husband.
Adrian Malouf 2.0.
And she has that like beige white home with two toddlers as seen in the house tour. That her home also looks very rich.
It's like, it's such a unique home for New York City as far as even just the way it's shaped.
Oh yeah. We got like high ceilings. We got huge rooms.
We've got like a almost round like foyer area. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Yes. Very Only Murders in the Building-esque. I don't know if you watched that.
No.
Okay, yeah. A lot of round foyers there.
It's in Chelsea.
In Chelsea.
I know exactly what block she lives in.
Oh. Oh yeah, you do. Oh, of course. Yeah. Well, Jamie to the Show was in the home.
Yes.
She's a friend of the season.
Could you imagine?
No, I do kind of like, it feels like everyone lives somewhere different. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Jessel's in Chelsea. Bryn's in the West Village, which isn't far from Chelsea.
Yeah.
Jenna's in Soho. Aaron's in Tribeca.
Mm-hmm.
Uba is on Central Park South.
Yeah. Oh, she has like a view of like Columbus Circle.
It could be the same building that
Sonia's
daughter had an apartment in that Sonia pretended to live in.
Yes.
And then, of course, Cy's in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
In like Boreham Hill.
Yeah. Yeah.
Slash maybe they, some things I read say Dumbo, some say Boreham Hill.
I'm not believing Dumbo.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like that right to me. Not the Dumbo I know. Okay. So Jessel. Yeah. When Jenna came over, that was fun.
That was nice. And like, it's like we're bringing the mom around a lot, which I always like when we have like a side mom.
A side mom.
Like a Ginger Zarin.
Okay.
No, that's the dog's name. Oh my God, Gloria.
And she's not a Zarin.
Oh my God, that's so mean. Just a slip of the tongue.
Oh my God, Gloria. Still with us.
Both are still with us.
Not Ginger Zarin.
No, both the parents. Okay. Ginger Zarin's R.I.P. They talked about that in the Bethany Hill thing.
That's why I brought that up. Yeah. Wow. Okay, let's talk about Jenna. What do you make of Jenna?
Well, first of all, I just like watching her face.
Mm.
Just like the way, I like the way you move. Is that a song?
I like the way you move.
She's exciting. She's awkward.
Yeah.
But in a way that works on this show.
Yeah.
She automatically has a lot of power because everyone knows who she is.
Yeah.
Apartment, cool.
Yeah. Oh my God, so cool. I love it.
Yeah.
I wish we saw more of it in the house tour. It felt like a little less straightforward as like the other women's house tours.
Yeah, but she's also like not having her son be on the show. Oh, okay. So
we're missing a room there, maybe.
Probably missing a room. Yeah. And then I don't know. I'm sure the son, I wonder what the custody agreement is
okay.
with her and her ex-husband.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. So for me, I'm enjoying her as like an entity on the show, like mm-hmm. for the other women to dance around and like be fascinated with.
Yeah.
And she's interesting as well, but it's hard to picture that this will be a long-term career for her.
Yes. And I'm not going to spoil anything.
Oh.
But like you will see her accidentally be the catalyst of drama in upcoming episodes.
Okay. Sure.
And that's interesting to watch because you think that she's going to be like a cool Carol type. You know how Carol kind of stayed out of the fray her first season?
Yeah.
But she ends up like stepping in it.
Oh, wow. Okay. Let's put a pin in like Jenna and like the party that she throws, because is that the first time we're all together?
I believe so.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do Uba.
Uba.
I feel like Uba we might have gotten to know the least this episode.
I think so, but I think that there's a lot to love there. I think she's going to be like a fascinating character. Obviously, we have since learned that her and Chanel Ayan are cousins.
And if you got that connection.
Though, I don't know how close of cousins we are. Like, are we doing Heather and Whitney cousins, but we literally just met? Or, how... I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, I enjoyed what little we saw of her. The house tour... I mean, we see the house a little bit in the main episode, I think, or maybe not.
Mm.
But the house tour, we see the house. And it's definitely, like, not the same as the other women.
Right. The other women, like, kind of are giving a little more elevated from original Roni, and it feels like Uba's is maybe more in line with some of the Manhattan apartments we saw in original
Roni. I mean, it's just like Roni. Like a one-bedroom, kitchen, living room situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Does that mean we only have Erin left?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I think Erin like really made a name for herself this episode.
I think she was going into the premiere, maybe the name that was least on people's lips.
Yeah. I was thinking that was Jessel, but Erin would be down the list as well.
Yeah.
I think.
But it does feel like she is central to a lot of the drama.
Yeah.
And it feels like she's got a natural knack for being on a show like this.
Yeah, I think she understands like the role she was cast in.
And not to compare to old Roni, but she does feel like one of those characters who is the one who you're in a confessional with, and she's the one looking around at all the other cast members and being like, they're acting so crazy, like in that type of thing.
Yeah.
And being like, I just want to be with, like, for the restaurant fight, for example, she's like, I just want to be. It's the company. It doesn't matter whether or not the restaurant's like that trendy and like all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. The catch thing. Okay. So it's catch.
That's what the girls are saying.
The restaurant catch, which was a little confusing because they did say like, oh, this isn't like 2005, 2006, but catch didn't open until 2011.
I think that was just an exaggeration.
I think it was. It was just like a mistake there. Have you ever been to Catch?
No.
Oh, you're saying as if you're Brynn and Cy.
No, like catch me at like McDonald's.
Catch me at McDonald's. No, I have been to Catch. I feel like it was like early in my relationship with Alex. It was like a family dinner we went to.
Okay. That's like in Meatpacking.
Yeah.
I have been to Budokan.
Oh, yeah.
And I went probably 5 years too late.
Tao?
No.
No, no, no towel.
No.
Okay.
We've been on We've been to Tao with at least the Atlanta women when they were visiting New York.
And then I think New York women went to Tao as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, but like, this was, what a gift this was to the show in terms of like buzz.
Yeah, I think it was so smart. I'm sure they like had to legally bleep the name, but like it was so smart to bleep the name too.
Yeah.
It gets the girls talking.
The girls were talking. It was genius.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to also quickly point out a few ages, of course.
Dan loves an age.
I love an age. Bryn and Erin, 36.
My peers.
Your peers, Lindsay Hubbard's peers.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsay Hubbard could easily run in a fabulous circle of women. Lindsay Hubbard's apartment with Carl, while not like... doesn't compare to like the rich apartments. I'm sure it compares to Bryn
and
Uba.
Yeah.
Okay. So both 36, Bryn and Erin. Uba turning 40 next month.
Okay.
Sai 42.
Okay.
Jessel 43.
Mm-hmm.
Jenna 55.
Nice.
So it's interesting that like some of the online discourse is like, you casted like all these millennials, and it's like actually really only two.
And the ages are kind of in line with where the original Roni ages were season one.
Alex McCord was younger than all of these women.
Yes. Still is to this day.
Still is to this. Bethany was like under 40.
Yeah.
When she joined. So it's not like we're casting children.
And they're all like, I don't want to watch a bunch of influencers run around. It's like there's literally only one of them who actually makes a living being an influencer.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, let's get to Jenna's party.
Okay, first of all, did you notice the can of Heinz baked beans, the ones that are used for beans on toast across the pond?
I did notice that. Just like a work of art in the middle of that like monstrous charcuterie.
Yeah, apparently she uses them as like little weights around the house.
She's just so slender. Yeah. These are her, like, that's her exercise. Okay. Now, to my surprise, Jenna's friend / personal chef.
Oh, yes.
Is a person that was in my 6 or 8 person P townhouse 10 years ago, which we talked about, like, the 10-year anniversary of my P-Town trip just a few weeks ago on Patreon pre-show.
Is he in the photo you posted?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can go to Dan's Instagram and see this person for proof.
For proof. The proof is in the pudding.
Did you have Heinz baked beans on toast when you were in P-Town?
We did not have any Heinz baked beans on toast together. And I have not been in communication with this person. Like, I think we're still friends on Facebook, but like it's been a very long time since I've seen or spoken to them. But it was just like a shock to the system to see him like cooking for Jenna. So fun fact, he was like a very high up at J. Crew. No longer works at J. Crew either. And it seems as though maybe like, I think he does like a bunch of different things. Mm-hmm. And maybe like the chefing is like a later in life fun.
Not later in life.
Fun career. I mean like, it's like a just a different career.
Yeah, you're making him sound like 70.
I don't. I mean, I think if I did like a major career move, it would be a later in life career move.
Sure. Okay.
No, if you went and became like a friggin' astronaut, that'd be a later in life career move. Oh my god,
stars on Mars.
If you went to Mars with Schwartzy, that'd be a late in life move. Okay. Anyway, so I think like that might be just something he's like doing. Now.
Okay.
But yeah, it was just like, you never know when you're watching these shows. Especially
You'll never know the people you go to P-Town with 10 years later.
10 years later.
They might be on your TV screen.
Well, okay. We talked about how Erin's a professional.
Mm-hmm.
Her wanting to like pull Bryn aside and talk to her one-on-one. Like Housewives.
Can I pull you? Yeah.
One-on-one. Can I pull you 101.
Aside? And they go sit in Jenna's bed
with the tit pillows.
With the tit pillows.
Yeah.
I think Honey to the Show has a clock with butts that looks like that.
Oh, okay, okay. Maybe it's like the same artist.
Yeah.
What did you make of like all the women together?
I thought it was an interesting dynamic. I think like in that situation, Jenna became like the observer. It is interesting. I liked when Aaron and Bryn made up and they went into the closet and they sat on that chair.
I mean, they're the two ones to watch really right now.
I think they have the longevity.
Yeah, for sure. Not Jenna.
Who knows? We might be here 10 years later and Jenna has another chef who was in RP townhouse.
10 years later.
Yeah.
And it's me. Yeah. I'm the chef. Wow. No, Jessel, maybe.
I think like people are saying that they expect that she's going towards divorce. I don't know.
It could be just like their weird relationship.
Yeah. And also like she could be seeing this and like course correct and be like, oh, actually.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're going to be watching.
The next two episodes are pretty good. Like I said, we're going to the Hamptons.
Yeah.
It's obviously like petty, dumb drama, but like that's what I like. I don't need someone to be arrested.
Yeah. Let's do no crimes for a minute. Wait a few years before one of you commits a crime.
Yes. And then obviously, I just want to mention, because we have a history on this podcast of doing Red, White, and Come Through, where we examine the donations. The one screenshot's going around.
Oh, yeah.
The internet.
It was a post-election day donation from Aaron to, like, a pro-Trump super PAC or something.
Yeah. And I will say, I found it days before the screenshots started going around. Well, I sent it to you privately.
That's the red white come through at work. Yeah. So it's like, just like something to keep in the pocket.
The funnier one is Bryn donated $5 to Marianne Williamson for president. She bought Marianne a coffee.
She's going to need it on that campaign trail. Wow. Okay. Why don't we kick it over to Crabby Lake?
Let's go.
Now, it was almost like a little jarring to not have a doubleheader.
I know. Because we're only getting 30 minutes.
We're getting 30 minutes, which really boils down to 22.
Yeah.
But I think at the end of the second episode, I was worried about Soane. So I'm glad this week's episode wasn't really like a drinking situation.
Yeah.
You know?
She course corrected.
She course corrected, like Jessel. Okay. We have like our tasks at hand. We're going to like build a playground. Like there's a playground on this side of town and this other side of town doesn't have a playground.
Everyone needs a playground.
And like, don't worry, they have friends with a hookup.
Yes.
But then of course COVID strikes again and supply chain?
I guess. It is funny, we are focused real big on COVID on this show just because that's like kind of the
pitch
for the show.
Yeah, sure.
So
yeah.
Like us being like hearing about supply chain issues.
Yeah. We're getting back together with Billy Richard.
Good.
The love of Sonia's life. Yeah. We're like driving around big monster trucks.
Mm-hmm.
Were they also like trying to pull apart like bumpers off of a car or something?
I guess we're doing car stuff.
A lot of car stuff. There's also a moment where we are like running into kids doing a lemonade stand.
Yeah, and we're trying to help them with it. Mm. And someone called into Radio Andy because I guess it's one point during this. Luann would like encourages someone to stop and pull into a handicap spot.
Mm.
And someone was like, trying to get Andy to like condemn.
Oh my God.
It's like,
please. Well, this is the simple life. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
Any other moments that really like jumped out at you?
No, I think it's like a fun show.
Yeah.
It's light, bright, easy breezy. And like, if you're trying to resist the new Roni, you at least have your old friends back on TV.
Yeah. Running around in like ball gowns.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I love being with the girlies. But speaking of loving being with the girlies, Orange County.
I'm sorry. Like, when Andy said it was a return to form.
He wasn't lying, bitch.
This time, he wasn't lying.
Yeah. I don't even know.
It's like, everyone was firing at all cylinders during that Nobu lunch or dinner. Was it a lunch or a dinner?
A lunch.
Okay.
We really pick up with, like, a very, like, artistically edited, like, recap of Gina telling Emily, like, what happened in Montana.
Yeah.
Like, the artisticness made it seem like such a bigger deal than, like, what actually is, like, the basis of the fight.
I know. And, like, the big headline out of this is that she's pissed off at Heather.
Is that the big headline? Yeah. She's pissed off? Yeah. Okay. But meanwhile, Gina is going to Jen's yoga studio.
Yes.
And
what's this yoga studio called? Like, Relieved?
Relieved?
It's something. It said something on the wall.
That's what Candy was doing in the bathroom. From every angle.
All angles.
All right. So she's making amends there. We got more Emily at home. We're at home with Emily a lot. She's crying on the floor talking to her mom.
I know. Because the mom has been sending family pictures all day. Mm. And she's going to fly the mom out to OC.
Yeah. It's tough hearing that the last time you saw her, like, is the last time we saw her.
Yeah, years ago on television.
Like, that television moment was the last time. That's tough.
And it sounds like we're planning another television moment.
I know. Can we do, like, one in the off season? Yeah. I know Jill and Bethany said we had to save it for the show.
Yeah. Meanwhile, next week, Emily's planning another party at her in-law's house.
Yeah, at Barry's. The clip of, like, Barry sitting there watch the women run amok. Yeah. Okay. Is there anyone else where... I feel like little QAnon cowboys, like, moseying on down the road to Tamara's. He's all, like, why is he always showing up in all denim and a cowboy hat?
I don't know.
I hate it so much.
QAnon cowboy.
Oh, my God.
Has he posted anything anti-gay in the past, like, week?
Well, I'm not following him.
Neither am I.
So I'm not looking for it. But, like, I guess if the people with the eyes and ears on him are
speaking
reporting.
Speaking of kids for a second, I will say...
You gotta give it to him.
Michael Wolfsmith, son of Vicky, posted this review that's actually, like, kind of popping off about Javier's, which is a space we go to frequently.
Oh, yeah.
In the Real Houses Orange County.
Mention this episode.
He calls the food mid, and that it's $48 for enchiladas, which, like,
yeah,
come on.
I love, like, the photo of enchiladas, like, have, like, half of Vicky's face in it sitting across from him. Yeah. A fun fact, there is a Javier's location, not the one that they like to film at, that's, like, near the water. Mm-hmm. There's, like, a Javier's in the same, like, mall complex where Coto Insurance is.
Okay. Is that Irvine?
Yeah.
That's the one that they were at.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Obviously, he picked his mom up from work. And
But he works there, doesn't he? Or did he stop working there?
Maybe he was in the office, but he doesn't live there anymore.
Okay. It's just, it's surprising that he's acting like he's never been to Javier's, because if he was working at Coto, like, I would imagine, like, you're stopping at all the places that are close by for lunch at
maybe
some point.
In general, he's a good follow because there will be moments like this that are just fun.
Yeah.
And then there's also, like, sometimes he'll post a screenshot of, like, gay people thirsting for him. Mm-hmm. And he's, like, not, like, homophobic about it, but he's like, sorry, not interested.
Okay. Do we do anything else before we get on the little Barbie boat?
This was great Barbie promo.
Great. It's like Barbie, like, the boat was Barbie and Nobu was Oppenheimer. Is that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, no, maybe the boat was both Barbie and Oppenheimer because the size of the boat was unexpected.
It was Oppenheimer-esque?
I don't know. No, I guess it would be the opposite because, like, isn't Oppenheimer's about a bomb?
Okay, well, I think the man, I'm going to mess this up. Cillian?
Cillian Murphy.
Cillian, that little silly goose. he's the titular Oppenheimer, I want to say.
Or is it Killian Murphy?
I think it might be Killian. Are we being Cillian?
I don't know. Okay. I'm Irish and I should know.
I know.
That.
I know. Who am I? He's not like a paisan.
He invented the bomb.
Okay, yeah.
And it's about like when they were like testing it.
Mm, okay, yeah. Yeah. So let's get on the boat. I gotta say, I'd be nervous to step onto that boat.
It felt like it would tip.
I feel like one more person, we would have been going under. And like also, if Vicky was friend of.
And also, we're fully just like crashing into the dock at Nobu.
I guess like we're doing this for fun because there's really no reason to be driving to this boat in order to get to Nobu. It's not like Nobu's on an island.
It's like an experience.
Yeah,
it's an experience. I mean, like Heather always thinks things way too far, you know?
Yeah, sure.
We're inviting the acting coach, Lauren.
Which was fun.
Yeah. I thought she did an amazing job. I think intimidating for this woman to come on, but she just like, she killed it.
Yeah. I think the fan reaction has been positive as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just like, I guess, did we know this woman was going to be a part of the show?
No.
Okay. Because she's not like a friend.
No, but is Heather like trying to tee her up to be a friend? And it's interesting that Heather's inviting her when she was brought on through Taylor.
Yeah.
Is Heather a friend jumper?
She's a friend jumper. No, but I think she, when she went to the house, she already knew this woman.
I don't think so.
Okay, maybe I'm lying.
I think Taylor was like, no, I hired this.
Her. Okay. I don't know. Either way, she just jumped right in.
It was great. And then, I mean, we get Tamara spilling stuff on herself again. Tamara, yeah. They were doing shots while getting hair and makeup with our famous woman who we've known originally through Kyle Richards.
Oh.
The Pamela, I think.
Okay.
Who, from season one of Beverly Hills, did Kyle's hair and makeup. Okay. And then Shannon Bedore took her.
Well, famously, do Beverly Hills and OC, they don't film at the same time.
Right. And it's not that hard of a commute.
So she can like jump on over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she still works on Kyle to this day.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. I feel like we learned about the shots like midway through the day.
Yes. And it was like an explanation on why we're getting this behavior from Tamara.
Yeah.
So, the thing about this is, I think Tamara will course correct a little bit.
Okay.
She's obviously always been like this, but her return, some of these moments feel like we're acting.
Lip syncing for our lives.
We're lip syncing for our lives here.
Yeah.
And so, her thing with Jen...
I'm having a good time, though.
I'm having a great time, and I like that Jen's quietly exposing Tamara. Mm,
yeah. No, I mean, Jen is doing a great job.
Yes, like, actually, Tamara, we had this little inside joke about how hot Ryan was and how we both want to fuck him.
Actually, Tamara, it's very Dakota Johnson vibes. Wow. Yes, we got that going on, and then we got a Gina Heather showdown.
Yes,
which you got to give it to Gina. She really was laying into Heather.
Yeah, and you got to give it to Heather. She really was doing her best to like fix this and like let's get back to business.
Yeah.
Like I said, everyone was performing,
and Emily's jumping in the right amount for me.
Yes.
For someone who like missed the big trip, she's like getting back in there.
Yeah.
You know?
Shannon's doing what she needs to do. Ooh. And wrangling Tamara.
And then also we're getting David Bedore divorce at Nobu.
Heather switching the subject. Like, I got this text. And happening on her anniversary with David.
Oh my God. Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. I mean, oh, we even had like a little Shannon moment with like the bad girl twins earlier in the episode.
Oh, yes.
Where they're like, they don't want to like use the college guidance counselor or whatever.
I love the bad girl twins and her in the confessional being like, let's be honest, these girls aren't going to be getting many scholarships.
Like, I don't think anyone talks about like bad girl twin versus holy daughter.
I know, it's like literally Shannon sitting there with like the devils and an angel on either.
Like this one is like praying all day, every day, like found her like life partner spouse at 18 and like...
She's in Waco.
And then meanwhile, these two girls are ready to like run amok.
I know. And it's so funny. Shannon was on Jeff Lewis Live a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And she was talking about how she had come up to LA the night before to be like convenient because it's okay. Filmed in the morning or sure. Whatever. And how all night she was getting Ring camera things about how the bad girl twins were having like all these boys just come in and out of the house.
Oh my God. They're the legends.
I love them.
Wow. Okay. I gotta say though.
Remember back when they were the ladies of...
Oh, the ladies who rock.
The ladies who rock lock.
Lock. Yeah. I think Taylor's gotta wake up a little bit.
Yeah.
She's a little sleepy.
She's listening and she's learning, but she's not talking.
Yeah, you gotta listen, learn, and talk.
Yeah. Which is so funny because like she got rehired onto a Bravo show because of her performance on Ultimate Girls Trip 2 when she was fucking like doing like wand tricks at Brandy.
It almost feels like we have like original Taylor from Beverly Hills, a different person.
Yeah.
Ultimate Girls Trip Taylor, a different person. Now we got this third one, and like I'm meeting a third woman, really.
But I mean, like she brought it for
Montana.
For Montana, so sure. I think we're still good. And she's just a friend.
She's just a friend.
Yes, but I mean, like Lauren's showing you up.
Yeah, Lauren came like, she's like giving opinions.
She's
like,
asking questions.
She's
like
questions.
Does she always act like this about Tamara?
Taylor's just like eating her like sea bass.
Yeah, she loves the sea bass. Well, I mean, like, she's used to the deck. Mm. No booze elevated. Okay. So I don't think she's coming over here as much as Heather is. So okay. She has to eat up.
Eat up. Wow.
They were at the deck, like, yesterday with Lynn Curtin.
And the preview, was that back at the deck?
Probably.
It looked with Vicky.
Yeah.
That Vicky preview. What a treat that was not in the original trailer.
Yeah.
Because this is, like, a great... Like, something is said, it's like... About John, it sounds like, that Shannon's freaking out at.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm loving it. OC.
And Tamara revealed that she thinks we're going to get Vicky in 5 episodes.
Thank you, Tamara. That reminds me of like, I don't know what podcast Garcelle was on where she's like, what's her face? The friend, the ex-wife.
Cherie.
She's like, oh yeah. Of course, I was like, Cherie's going to be on episode 8. Like, and it was just like, has that same feeling of like it takes you out of them living their lives and reminds you that this is a television show.
And I was like, I thought Cherie was going to be ledge.
Floppiana.
But she flopped.
She flopped for our sins. She came on and then like left her friend and was on like a different team.
Yeah.
What kind of nonsense is that? Okay, should we wrap this up and do a Freak of the Week and One True Queen?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
So, Freak of the Week. So, this was on Watch Happens Live on Wednesday night after the OC episode happened. Guests were Vivica Fox and Jen. OC. And Andy, like, cuts to Ryan in the audience to ask him a question about, like, the dick pic gate thing.
Sure.
Fucking Ryan pulls out a trucker hat that says like dick pic on it. And he's like, Andy, I brought you a gift. And Andy was like, oh, you're already making merch? In a way that was like so dismissive.
But especially like, I'm sorry, make merch. Who's going to wear a trucker hat that says dick pic on it?
It's so dumb. I swear there are certain OC husbands that like they all got at the same factory. Ryan's one of those. Like just the vibe is
dumb.
sleaze, dumb, tan. Yeah.
Mm. Wow. Okay.
But we love Jen.
We love Jen. Yeah. It seems like the women are trying to like wake her up from her slumber.
I think she's kind of sleepy. Like they played a game on Watch Happens Live and she like didn't know who Meryl Streep was.
Okay. I only saw the clip of Ryan with that nonsense. I didn't watch her actual episode. Like how was her debut performance on?
It was okay. I think she like Vivica is a really good guest on that show. So it was like trying to encourage her like, let's do this.
Okay.
So.
Oh, Vivica was trying to encourage Jen.
Yeah, just being like
wake up.
Not even just wake up, just like when they were talking about certain subjects, she'd be like, oh, well, your body's like slamming and like all this kind of stuff.
Right. Yeah.
So she was trying to assist. And then that's when Jimbo and Candy were behind the bar.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I got to go back and watch that episode.
Yeah.
Okay. Our one true queen this week. Now, You love this when this happens.
Well, this was your idea, but it is a me thing. Me.
Yeah.
Okay. Jenna Lyons was on The View. She was at the table.
Yeah. She's in charge of the press tour.
She's being sent to the Today Show, main Today Show, with Andy Cohen.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But the queen part is at the end of the segment. The biggest compliment you can get when you're on that show is Whoopi Goldberg turning to you and saying, thank you. And we have a seat for you at the table whenever you want.
There's nothing more important that could be said to you at the View table than that.
Exactly. And Jenna got the callback.
The inverse is when you're there and Whoopi disassociates.
Yeah. Which, I mean, like with a housewife, you could expect that.
Yeah,
but I mean, like Jenna Lyons with her resume. Mm,
yeah.
It's like, I'm sure her and Whoopi have met in the past.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. She's been around the block. Wow. What a queen. Our one true queen. And that is it this week. Wow. Yeah. As always, go on over to comethroughqueen.com for links to everything, including Patreon. We have a pre-show this week, and just like that, Brendan's back on the Drag Race train.
Barely.
We're dipping into a little Ariana half up, half down news this week. And links to everything, Twitter, Instagram, social, TikTok. And like, comment, subscribe, share, retweet.
Love us, please retweet.
We'll see you next week. Bye.
See ya come through, Queen. I wanna see ya come through, Queen.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.